T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McLean.
Sing me.
McLean. Yeah, that's his name.
Don't wear it out.
You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Bob McLean. Bob McLean.
Here we go. Getting underway with the most heavily commuted and not just coincidentally, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Yep. Here on the penultimate workday of the week, thanks to the Rise Guys for the musical introduction, with apologies to the Beach Boys, and before them, the Regents, who also had a hit with Barbara Ann. That's how far back I go. What do you think, hearing yourself singing on the radio there, buddy?
I love it, Bob McLean. It's a beautiful sound.
Well, how many of you guys actually were vocalizing, harmonizing on my Bobby Mack show intro there?
That was Matt and myself, and then we just used chorus effects to add depth to it.
Amazing production techniques that you guys
displayed.
Nine is joining me this afternoon from the Rise Guy show, because it is that time of year again, isn't it, Nine?
It is. We're out here. Well, we did 28 hours when we started. Now we have about 17 hours to go until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with the Marine Corps collecting toys for tots at Bond School Wellness Arena.
Nice. I know that this thing gets bigger and bigger each year, which I guess, you know, by way of explanation, that the audience for the Rise Guys morning show has grown, as Joe Biden would put it, exponentially over the years.
Yeah.
And as the audience grows, then more and more people take part in the 28-hour broadcast and bring you guys toys. Because, I mean, look, let's face it, the last thing that anybody wants to have happen is some kid wakes up on Christmas morning and somehow Santa missed their house.
Absolutely. You don't want that. And the last thing any parent wants is Christmas morning not to have anything to give themselves.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. So you guys, what started at, did you start at 5:30 or 6 this morning?
We got here about 6:15. We started right at 6.
Gotcha. And it runs, of course, until the regular ending time for the Rise Guys morning show, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You guys,
yeah. And then they make us take pictures. Mark Hendricks makes us take pictures. Then we get to leave about 10:20.
Yeah, I know. He's a slave driver that way.
He takes us an extra 20 minutes every 28 hours.
You guys have been doing – I've lost track. I know that that I have been here for more than a decade, and it's been – how many years has the 28-hour broadcast actually been going on, Nine?
This is number 16, so I guess now we're well into our – I guess our second generation of kids.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool. As the broadcast continues, you guys, over that period of time, you guys have experienced, I guess, just about every kind of weather event that the upstate can possibly see.
Absolutely. We've been frozen to death out here. it's been raining on us before. The weather this year is about as good as we could hope for. It's mild. It's not going to be too cold overnight.
Yeah, certainly you can live with that. For people that may not be aware of the 28-hour broadcast and your involvement with the Marine Corps Reserve and the Toys for Tots program, what can folks do to be a part of it, Nine?
But you can always donate a brand-new unwrapped toy here at Bond School Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville anytime between now and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can also donate cash here. They'll take that. They'll use that. We're going on a shopping spree this evening up to O.P. Taylor on Main Street.
Cool.
And they're going to match us dollar for dollar on a huge shopping spree that garners a whole bunch of toys for us.
Wow. Boy, that is nice of them to do that, and we greatly appreciate it. And if you're wondering, you know, well, you're down there at the well, and it's right there as you come into downtown on 385. But people may be thinking, well, there's a lot of traffic, and it's a lot of hassle to get in there. Actually, You guys have a pretty clean system for getting in and out, don't you?
Yeah, they have the will call area. You can pull up right by the box office. You can just get out, grab your toys out of the trunk, back seat, whatever, and then the Marines will take them for you from there. Or you can also do the same with cash. Pull up, drop it off. If you want to hang out for a little bit, get some dinner from Moe's a little bit, come see us, anything you want to do, then you can go up to the parking garage and park right there beside the arena and just walk around to see us.
Yeah, nice. It's really great that you guys do this. Do you guys have a wish list of or suggestion list for what kind of toys are most popular to be donated?
Absolutely. The kids who usually get left out are older kids, 10-plus. Mm-hmm. So they don't get as much stuff. And this year, I have not seen very much sports equipment. And also, the fine folks at Moe's, that they're donating 50 helmets this year. But we don't have nearly 50 bikes, Bob. That's a problem because you don't want to give a kid just a helmet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the helmet.
A bike or a skateboard or something.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So you guys will be there. People can come by anytime because you guys have somebody on guard duty, as it were, right through the 28 hours of the broadcast, right? So if you have things to do now or tomorrow morning and you want to come by 11 o'clock at night, or you work third shift and you want to come by at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning after you get off second shift, then there's always somebody there to accept the donations, right?
Absolutely. There'll be at least one or two of us milling around at all times. The Marines will be here all night long. They don't ever go away. They're always here ready to collect your toy donations and your cash donations here at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena.
Yep, and I know that those guys representing the big green machine are happy to be there this time of year because the Marine Corps birthday is right
yes.
around the corner as well.
Yes, it is. 103 this year.
Yep. Nine, listen, thanks to you and Matt and all the guys from the Rise Guys Morning Show for what's become a holiday tradition, the 28-hour broadcast and all the joy that'll be brought on Christmas morning from kids that will be getting a toy, thanks to the generosity of the folks here in the FC. You know, I'm fond of saying, Nine, that Americans are the most generous people on the face of the earth, and I think the
yes.
people in the upstate of South Carolina are the most generous of Americans.
Absolutely. This is upstate people helping upstate kids. It's a beautiful thing, and it's our pleasure to be able to take a part in it every year.
Well, we greatly appreciate you taking some time to join us this afternoon, Nine. Best of luck to you. I hope that you get more toys than you can possibly deal with.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. I'll report back and let you know what we tally.
Super. That sounds great. I look forward to it, Nine. Thanks a lot, bud. God bless.
Thanks, Bobby Mack.
You bet. Take care, sir. 13 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast. Oh, and I guess I should have mentioned, I just sort of assume that everybody knows, but the Rise Guys are the morning crew from our sister station, The Planet, okay? 93.3, right, on your FM dial? Yep. Matt and Nine and Paige and the whole crew. So if you are so inclined, grab a toy. Preferably, as Nine pointed out, somebody 10 and up, and they're kind of shy of bikes right now as well. That's something I think I'll put on my list as well, because we usually drop stuff off down there. So I think a bike will be on my list this year. But if you feel so inclined, just swing on by the well. You know where it is. The Bonsecours Wellness Arena right there downtown on the entryway. And into downtown off 385, and there'll be somebody there all the time, either a Marine or one of the Rise Guys, to thankfully accept your contribution to the 28-hour broadcast to make sure that the Toys for Tots program that the Marine Corps Reserve does every year has all the toys that they need. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. When we come right back, I shared with you right before the news the piece from Professor Victor Davis Hanson about socialism. Our friends at the Babylon Bee, the satire site, the satirical site, also contributed on the topic of socialism as well in a pretty funny fashion. I'll share that with you. Plenty more to go here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Yeah, I mentioned birthday for the Big Green Machine, USMC, right around the corner. 21 after 5 here in the Bobby Mack Show, 521 here in the penultimate workday of the week edition, 5 o'clock Follies is rolling on. I mentioned right before we went to the news at the top of the hour, I shared a brilliant piece from Professor Victor Davis Hanson about socialism and the attraction of the pie-in-the-sky promises from the socialist agenda, and how whenever we see socialism implemented, whether it's been in the communist form, because they are first cousins, socialism and communism, the old Soviet Union or China or North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, the list goes on and on, you end up with the replacing of liberty with tyranny. Well, our friends at the Babylon Bee, the satirical website, published a piece yesterday with the headline, "Millennial Wishes There Were Some Historical Examples of Socialism We Could Study to Have Some Idea of How It Might Turn Out." Dateline Portland, Oregon. Local socialist millennial man, Matthew Hatter. Get the name? Matt Hatter. Matthew Hatter lamented Monday that there are no concrete examples of socialism he can point to in order to have some kind of idea of how it would turn out. Quote, "If only there were other countries that have tried socialism before," Hatter said to a friend at an ethical coffee shop, Commie Brews, Monday afternoon after he finished his paper route. "Then we could see if there are any pitfalls." Hatter said it'd be nice if there were books that covered things like world history and economics that we could read. "If that were the case," Hatter said, "we could abandon socialism if it looked dangerous, or proceed with socialism if every country that implemented it were incredibly successful." Quote, "Like, some say countries in South America tried socialism before, and everybody starved to death," he said. "Or if there were major superpowers who implemented socialism and then, like, I don't know, 100 million people died, that would be really bad. We could look to these books of history and decide that wouldn't be the route for us. Alas, sadly, this isn't the case. So this country will just have to be pioneers and try socialism to see what it's like." Hatter said he's just glad that if socialism turns out to be terrible, no other country would be dumb enough to follow in our footsteps. And sadly, you know, Babylon Bee is a satirical website, you know, and they're doing this as a joke. But as the old saying goes, the heart of satire is that it's based in reality. Yeah. Scary. You know, you look at the Bernie rallies and the Elizabeth Warren rallies, and you got all these millennials out there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what we want. In fact, that reminds me. There was a piece. Where was it? Can't remember right offhand where it was on the web, but I've seen it, and I know where the link is. One of the reporters from Campus Reform, the conservative group that goes around to college campuses trying to explain to them how the cow ate the cabbage, did a series of interviews. I think it was at University of Minnesota, where either Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, one or the other, had a big rally. And the reporter went around asking the various millennials in the crowd what they were proudest of what the Democrats had accomplished in the last 3 years. It's hilarious because the answers from these young people who should but don't know better, answers essentially were, like that, right? Jeez. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, did Annie just say traffic was looking good? Don't jinx us. Just kidding. Bobby, I have an additional Bobby Mack song, a takeoff from the eternal Bobaloo's Wedding Day. Wow, that's got to go way back. It goes, who is everybody talking to until the day is through? Who is that talker? Oh, man, he's cool. It's a bigger Bobby Mack, Bobby, oh, Bobby Mack, Bobby, oh, Bobby Mack, Bobby. It's the big Bobby McLean show. From my friend Ira. I don't know the melody. Sorry, I don't know the melody, and it's probably just as well that you were spared that based on my singing ability. Bobby, Henry says the guy who designed your highway interchanges around Greenville County must have been inspired by a plate of spaghetti. You know, in Houston, that's what they call it, the spaghetti bowl. Bobby, there's a version of that of the Bobby Mack song that also says Bomb Iran. Came out sometime in 79 or 80. Yeah, I think that Bobby Rivers and his crew, Bobby's retired now. He's a longtime morning guy in Seattle. I think it was Bobby Rivers and his crew that did that. Bobby, so if Brennan did what is being alleged, is he guilty of sedition? Is hanging the appropriate punishment? Thanks. You're 8-0. Number one ranked Buckeyes fan. Gotcha. Bob, play the tape. Why isn't anybody playing the tape of Biden bragging about putting the squeeze on Ukraine played over and over? You know, I just looked it up, went to find it on YouTube. Guess what? Plenty of videos of Biden defending his actions. But couldn't find that. It used to be there. I played it multiple times. Till now. Now, Bobby, these people that want socialism want to sit on their rear ends and let you, Bob, myself, and others like us make them a living. I call them lowlifes. Bobby, not many acorns this year. What's that mean? You are the recovering meteorologist, by the way. Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. Thank you. I don't know because I'm not a hydrologist. You know, or geologist. So they're the ones that might be able to give you an. But if I had to guess, I would say the fact that we have been in a drought for virtually all of the summer. Does that make sense to you, Moneypenny?
If Mules from the Yard Pros is listening, call in and let us know.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Yeah, Mills from Mills Grant from. Yard Show. If anybody knows about that stuff, he will. But if I had to guess, and I do because I don't have the knowledge right here at my fingertips, I would say the drought conditions. Now, here's this wacko again defending Senator Graham. I'm not even going to share that stuff. What's the point? You know, you're convinced that Lindsey is a great guy. Fine. Go and vote for him. But don't expect me to. Oh, and I'm caught up with the text line. What do you know? Not a moment too soon, because it's 5:29 and time with us to catch up with Little Annie in the news center as all the breaking news. Because remember, here on the Bobby Mack Show, when news breaks, we fix it. I think that's our motto, isn't it?
Excellent.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Arriba! Andale. 5:37 now, 23 before 6. Bobby Mack Show here, the Thursday evening edition. Holy cow, it is dark. What time did it get dark this afternoon, Moneypenny? I missed the actual time of sundown. What time was it again?
12:38.
Gotcha. Thank you. I knew it was early, but holy cow. By the way, ATF is coming along. Amazing True Facts is on the way. Oh, I wanted to mention, I had kind of a busy morning today. I had to take the truck and get the oil change because I was only about 800 or 900 miles over where I should have been and get it. Well, you know, places to go, people to see, things to do. You know how this stuff goes. But I happened to glance down at the odometer and went, oh, I'm in arrears here on getting the oil change. So I went by see my friends at Cobb Tire over on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Daryl and Shirley and Rich. And I'd forgotten they are celebrating, right now they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. Hard to believe that they have been around that long, but yeah. Wanted to applaud them for that milestone, 40 years with my friends over there at Cobb Tire. Got the oil changed, tires rotated, fluids are all good, and I am good to go, or as good as I can get to go. So thanks to Daryl and Shirley and Rich and all the folks over there. All right, here we go. Time for the Thursday edition of ATF, and here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as always, I'm joined by the Bobettes for ATF, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Bonjour.
Little Annie back in the news center.
Good evening.
Well, November, National Diabetes Awareness Month, Americans collectively spending about $200 billion a year on obesity-related health costs. WalletHub, hate these guys. WalletHub released its report, 2019's fattest states in America.
Uh-oh.
Put down that ice cream.
No.
That's what I need to do. I need to put down the ice cream.
Ice cream is good.
Yes. Obesity and overweight problems in South Carolina. Ninth in the percentage of obese adults. Fourth in the percentage of obese children. Number one, fattest state.
What, we are?
Yeah.
We're woo-hoo! Number one. Yeah, number one.
For the full report, if you can bear it, visit WalletHub.com. How do they determine this? To determine which states contribute the most to America's overweight and obesity problem, WalletHub compared the 50 states and D.C. across 29 metrics from their share of overweight and obese population to sugary beverage consumption among adolescents. Some highlights from the report, as I mentioned, obesity and overweight problem in South Carolina. One equals fattest and 25th was average. So, no, we were not the fattest state in America, I think, but we had some...
Speak for yourself.
You know, I would, but I took a glance in the mirror this morning, and I said to myself, Bobby Mack, you're getting a little potty there, boy. And I'll do something about that.
You could never be a big man. You were just so demure.
You know, people say to me, Moneypenny, and people say to me, you know, Bobby, you need to get in shape. And I tell them, round is a shape. Okay? Get off my back.
So since we're all vertically challenged, would you be short round?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if the belt no longer fits, then wear it. You know, until I heard about this, my number one reason for getting rid of the time changes was they're just annoying and I hate them. Now I have a new top reason.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you care to guess what it is?
What would that be, Bob?
Time changes are killing us.
Yeah.
According to a new study, there's always a new study, you know. This one from Vanderbilt University, Nashville. DST, daylight saving time, actually has a long-term negative effect on our brains.
Huh.
And could lead to serious and fatal health problems. Oh, no. How can this be, you ask? Well, good question. Since most of the year is daylight savings time, that means we're not getting as much bright morning light as we should. And that light is crucial to keep our biological clocks in sync. So when we don't get it, it can have a long-term negative effect on our brains, makes us less energetic and less alert, and increases our chances of heart attacks and strokes.
I thought that that's what caffeine was for.
Yeah, it is, you know. But,
the
you know,
sunshine in a can.
But the coffee, I guess, is better when the sun is shining through the kitchen window. People were asked, who is the number one role model in your life?
Bob McLean.
Wait a second. That's the singers who are asking.
Bob McLean. Yeah.
You know, if you have an ungrateful teenager that thinks you're an idiot, just remember it's the hormones. They probably do look up to you. New survey found 74% of us have seen someone as a role model at some point in our lives. Our top role models are, you want to guess at it, Moneypenny or Annie?
Father.
Mother.
There you go. You're both right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, our parents. Daddy, number one, 47% said their dad a huge role model in their life. 42% picked mom. So they were number one and number two. Favorite teacher was close behind at 41%.
Yeah.
A celebrity, sadly, was fourth.
That is sad.
Really? That's the best you can do? You know, unless it's like Keanu Reeves, you know. But I digress. Number five, a coach or an instructor. Number six, someone from history. Seventh, a manager or a boss. Number eight, a pastor or youth leader. Number nine, a family friend. And 10th, a close friend of your own. So that's pretty good news.
So I can say Ann Robards then.
Well, you could.
Retire.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say your reach should always exceed your grasp.
I have short arms. I'm little.
Cold weather on the horizon, as we all know, like freezing this weekend or thereabouts. Takes our bodies a while to adjust to cold weather. Here are some suggestions. Who in the world came up with this stuff? Doesn't say. Two ways to help your body adjust to cold weather, okay?
Okay.
Number one, the fast way. Spend more time in the cold and let yourself be cold.
No. Too much work.
Don't bundle up every time you go out for a few minutes. Just wear a light jacket and not a coat. Okay? The really fast way, start taking cold showers.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Army's put a lot of money into studying how our bodies adapt to the cold. They found out that cold showers and cold baths really speed things up. You know, you see the football players, you know, after an NFL game and they're in the tub of ice. One expert says go slowly by starting your shower off 15 seconds of cold water before warming it up, and then each day add 10 more seconds of cold water. Boy, you never heard anybody count to 10 as fast as I can go when that water is freezing cold. After a while, they say your body gets used to it, so your blood vessels don't constrict as much. You're less likely to shiver, and the cold weather won't bother you. Here's an idea. Tell me what you think of this one. Wear more heavy clothing.
Yay!
Seems to me that's how I adapt to cold weather. And people, look, you don't see, you know, old movies about prospectors in the Yukon And they're out there, you know, in a bathing suit. They're bundled up to the nines. They weren't stupid.
Layers. Layers, Bobby.
That's it.
Layers.
That's it. Layers. I love them. There you go. There's today's ATF. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. You can keep the cold showers. Yeah. 5:52, it's 8 before 6 here in the Bobby Mac Show, and in on the text line, Bobby, round is a shape, laugh out loud, I have the body of a god, unfortunately, it's Buddha. Yeah, I know the feeling, you're telling me. Bobby, with a time change, there is a 15% rise in heart attacks and strokes from Tina, RN. Thanks, Tina. Bobby, at one of my old workplaces, people would ask me, is your boss around? I would respond, actually, he's more pear-shaped. Okay. to the phones we go. To Jeff, who is in my zip code in Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Bob, I got a question for you. If we're the fattest state in the United States, yeah, that's politically incorrect. They should call us horizontally challenge, let us all go on disability and we'll live off of them.
There you go. And I think I misspoke in saying that we were the fattest. We were up there near the top. Your objection is duly noted and raised, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to have you here. Bobby, a way to combat the cold, avoid it entirely. Move to the Caribbean. Or is that Caribbean? Whichever. Which reminds me, Moneypenny and I have noticed they have changed the background music that they use on the Fox Business Report. And now, maybe it's just me, but it sounds like they ripped off the soundtrack from Pirates of the Caribbean. And so I hear the music start, you know, you know, and I expect to see some sea monster coming out, you know. Hey, matey, it's Captain Jack Sparrow with your financial report. I mean, do we still have that there? Can we play the beginning of it again? Can you recall that, Moneypenny? Yeah, here we go. Now you tell me if it doesn't sound like part of the soundtrack for Pirates of the Caribbean. They're ripping off Disney. All right, here we go. That's enough. Yeah. I don't think I'm making this up. I mean, you tell me, but it sounds like they ripped off the soundtrack from one of the Pirates movies. Also in on the text line, Bob, I thought that New York was the fattest because that's where Hillary and Chelsea live. Bobby, I believe it. I've gained about 250 pounds since coming to South Carolina. But then again, I was born here. I'm not doing too bad then. Bobby, you and the Bobettes, not vertically challenged. You are anatomically compact. I like that. File that one away, Moneypenny. We're not vertically challenged. We're anatomically compact. Bobby, at our age, sometimes I think our vehicles are better maintained than us humans. Yeah. Amen. Oh, thank you. Bobby, thanks for sharing the info on the Biden tape. I did find the video in this link for you, and it's at Real Clear Politics. I'll go back, and we will play that. I mean, we ought to play it every day. Joe Biden brags at CFR meeting about withholding aid to Ukraine to force firing of the prosecutor, who was looking into, of course, Biden's kid. Bobby, yes, I buy alcohol on Sunday, often because that's what day I end up doing my grocery shopping after a busy week. I am so thankful they started selling alcohol on Sunday. There's nothing worse than getting ready to watch a football game and realizing you have no beer. Oh, boy. Bobby, all the acorns are on my property. I was commenting the other day, I've never seen so many. Maybe a listener can explain. Yeah, or as Moneypenny suggested, maybe Mills Grant can call us and give us the lowdown on the acorn coverage this year. Bobby Mack, when we do have the primaries, I'm going to write in Bobby Mack. Thank you for the thought, but remember my motto, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. Bobby, Lindsey Graham loves kittens and Dems. Thank you. Appreciate that update. Still one to go. Yep. Bonus hour remains ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.